The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport is back with me, the travel journalist and the Lonely Planet author with the ultimate guide to where, Fionn?
Connemara.
Connemara.
Yeah. Connemara.
Connemara.
Yep. Magnificent magnificent desolation. If Buzz Aldrin hadn't described the surface of the moon.
Oh, yeah, this is how you would describe it.
You could describe, say, the area around Loch Ina, for instance. Yeah, I was took a trip there 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
In Storm Kathleen.
Wow. Yes. What was that like?
So
blustery, I would wager.
It was blustery. And so it was fine when you were, but we did the Sky Road out by Clifton, you know, yeah. the 16-kilometre loop. And at one point, we stopped at the overpass, the overlook on the higher road. Mm. And we were like, oh, no, because, and the skies were nice and clear. And I was like, and I went to open the car door and the wind was blowing so hard, I couldn't actually open the car door. So I had to go out the passenger side. It was that blustery.
All right,
but,
okay.
But almost exciting for it. Yeah, Connemara, look, it's one of Ireland's most beautiful corners.
I don't know it that well now, Connemara. No, I wouldn't. Like, I was in the Gaeltacht a couple of times out kind of Spittal direction, and that's it. We would never have gone on holidays. It's too far and too manky a drive from Kilkenny.
Yeah. Bother. It's, I mean, in fairness, from here, from Dublin, it's 2 hours across.
And yeah.
You're at the, once you get to Oughterard, then you're kind of on the edge of it. But like, and the thing is that whereas, say, South Kerry has these stunning, its mountains, like what I find about Connemara is that it's dark and broody and, you know, it's rust-coloured bogs and inky black lakes, you know, it's quite foreboding in a sense, but that's the inherent beauty of
like the Mordor.
So funny you should say that, because J.R.R. Tolkien, he was a English professor and he served as an external examiner at University College Galway, now NUI Galway, between 1949 and 1959.
No, now the University of Galway. It went from University College Galway to NUI Galway and now the University
of Galway. Well, there you go. It shows how long it's been since I was in college. But anyway, he used to go out to the Burn in Connemara, and there's a strong assumption that it influenced his descriptions of Mordor.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, these brooding landscapes that are quite foreboding, but all the more beautiful for it. Like, you know, the bit about Loch Ina is the area around Loch Ina is my favourite of it all.
So where do we talk about in Connemara?
Well, okay, so have you ever been to Collymore Abbey?
No, never been.
Collymore Abbey is gorgeous. It really is beautiful. And it does look like it's a scene from a fairy tale, particularly the position of it. So when you see it from the road, you get a glimpse of it across the lake. And it's this beautiful kind of 19th century Gothic house. And then, so Mitchell Henry, who was this, well, he was an MP, son of a wealthy cotton owner or cotton factory owner from Manchester. He, originally of Irish origin, but he built it for his wife. He had taken her on a trip and she loved this area, kind of north around Letterfrack.
Yeah.
And she loved it so much that I think it was the 1860s, he built this beautiful house for her, and it would be like the dwelling in which they would live and et cetera, et cetera. But then in 1874, they were on holidays in Egypt and Margaret got dysentery and she died. And it had this terrible, it's a house built for love. And then he lived in it for many years on his own in desperate sadness. But at the same time, it was like it was frequented by visitors and like famous people and would come and stay. And then eventually he ended up leaving it and he bequeathed it to these Benedictine nuns. And so that's why that's why it's called Collymore.
I thought for the longest time,
yeah,
it was a hotel as well. I just assumed it was. It's just a place you visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's a beautiful place to visit.
Make it a hotel, no?
yeah, sure. Because, yeah. And the gardens are nice. There's the walled gardens. I think it's a really beautiful visit. I think it's really worth going to. And then you're not far from Clifton. And look, Clifton, the capital of Connemara, the biggest town in Connemara, it's got, you know, lots of nice pubs. It's got a good selection of places to eat now, in fairness. Although the restaurant in Collymore Abbey, I think, is pretty good. But like, I was there and we went to Upstairs Downstairs Cafe, which is really great. There's the tiny Clifton bookshop there if you want to browse for books. There's a nice gallery, a couple of nice galleries, and gift shops, of course, like the Con O'Mara.
Oh, very clever.
Yeah, very clever. They have like, it's just nice. And then I mentioned the Sky Road. So the Sky Road is a 16-kilometer loop that goes kind of on the main road, but just outside Clifton, and it goes and it skirts along the, and it's along the sea.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
It's part of it is the Wild Atlantic Way, is
it?
Oh, yeah, it's all
the Wild Atlantic Way.
Oh, right, okay.
And so take the, so at one point it forks and you get the lower road and the upper road. Take the upper road because the views are better. One of the things that's like, there's some great drives in Connemara. My favourites are, well, the Ina Valley to Killary Harbour. I love. That's like, so it's all the lakes, the beautiful Mam Turks, kind of south of Killary Harbour, and you cut across the R344 that brings you to Loch Ina.
Okay.
Then there's a lovely, along the N59, so on the northern side of Killary Fjord, which is Ireland's only fjord, right through the Duloch Valley.
So geologically, both sides of Killary Fjord are different. You know, you'd expect it to be the kind of the same.
Really?
Yeah, you'd expect kind of the kind of geological evidence to be the same on both sides and just the middle of it is carved out. But it's not. They're actually completely different.
I did not know that.
There you are.
All I know is that it's Ireland's only fjord.
Yeah, you learn both of these things if you go on a, if your friends are getting married on a cruiser on the fjord.
Oh, really?
They've got these.
So what makes it a fjord? Is that it's deeper than it's wider? What is the, there is some geological reason for what makes it a fjord as opposed to a bay.
Norwegian discovered it.
But Linan to Drumin is a lovely drive as well. And then a drive around, so kind of on the eastern edge of Connemara, and you're going to spend a good bit of it not in Connemara, but the drive around Loch Corrib.
Yeah.
So Loch Corrib is really, really good. And like, so you kind of start Uachtaráid, and which is, and then there's a lovely castle, there's ruins of, what's it called? Onanuir, is that how you pronounce it? Onanuir Castle. And then beyond it, there's Inchiguil, which is really nice. There's an island on Loch Corrib that you can get, Corrib Cruises will bring you to, and it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah.
But it, you can kind of, the landscape, as you get up towards kind of, it just changes, and it, like, you've got the Quiet Man Bridge, so you're kind of coming into Connemara, and like, and I know that the Quiet Man Bridge is cheesy as all hell, and it features in the film and all the rest, but it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
It's such a gorgeous stop. And then you're kind of, you get up to Cong Village, and Cong is in Mayo, and then you're kind of, the landscape changes, is much more farmland, and you've got Ashford Castle there, and obviously where they're filming for the Cong. And look, Cong is fine. If you're into the Quiet Man, it's got lots of Quiet
Man. What about getting out of the car in Connemara and doing some kind of
walking?
Okay.
Yeah, so there's great walks, and so the big draw there is hill walking. So, if you go to the Connemara National Park Visitor Centre and let her frack, so that's 4 kilometres west of Kylemore, the park rangers will do free guided walks.
Oh, right, okay.
Which is really, really good to know. And then there's a great walk up Diamond Hill, which is about 440 metres high. And there are two trail options here. The easiest one is the 3 kilometre lower Diamond Hill walk. So it's about an hour and a half in total. But I think last year we did the, it's a 7 kilometre upper Diamond Hill trail, and that's much, much tougher.
Okay.
You don't have to be a seasoned walker or anything like that to get to the summit, but it's challenging because it's gravel footpaths mixed with wooden boardwalks.
Okay.
So you're kind of going, it's fine, but it is,
A bit of effort needed.
Okay. Then there's also, like, if you wanted a guided walk, if you weren't that confident of going out on your own, Connemara Wild Escapes, again, in Letter Frack, they do guided hikes, but they also do horse riding, cycling, kayaking, etc. I think walking in that part, so from Letter Frack, it's a really great spot.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.